From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Prime Minister speaks. Britain's crisis deepened Monday as British and EU officials scrambled to deal with the shock of the British voters' decision to leave the European Union. British Prime Minister David Cameron, who resigned Friday as a result of the Brexit vote, today addressed Parliament.
Mr. Speaker, the British people have voted to leave the European Union. It was not the result I wanted, nor the outcome that I believe is best for the country I love. But there can be no doubt about the result. Of course, I don't take back what I said about the risks. It is going to be difficult. We've already seen that there are going to be adjustments within our economy, complex constitutional issues, and challenging new negotiation to undertake with Europe. But I am clear, and the Cabinet agreed this morning, that the decision must be accepted and the process of implementing the decision in the best possible way must now begin.
Secretary of State John Kerry was in Brussels today, and he articulated the point of at least the Obama administration.
The vote did not come out the way President Obama and I and others hoped that it would, but that's democracy, and we respect the rights of the voters, and we respect the process. So it is now incumbent on leaders to implement the will of the people and to do so in a way that is responsible, sensitive, thoughtful, and I hope strategic.
Well, thanks to Brexit, we have turmoil on the global stock markets with prices falling in the U.S. and Europe. Earlier Monday, a key index in Japan recovered some of the drastic losses it saw in Friday's trading. In New York, the Dow and the S&P were off more than 1% in Monday's early trading. London's FTSE fell by 2%. Worries that EU will hurt the British economy push the value of the British pound down even further. This is VOA News. Lebanese officials say suicide bombers have killed at least five people in an eastern village near the Syrian border. 15 people were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the deadly attack. Lebanon has been repeatedly hit by militant attacks related to the ongoing war in neighboring Syria. Israel and Turkey have reached a deal to normalize ties, ending a six-year rift. Dorian Jones has more from Istanbul.
Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim announced the countries will restore their ambassadors as soon as possible. The re-establishment of full diplomatic relations follows more than a year of secret negotiations. Relations collapsed when Israeli commandos killed 10 Turkish activists who tried to sail to Gaza, which was under naval blockade in 2010. Yildirim said under the agreement, Turkey would be allowed to deliver aid to Gaza through Israel.
Cuma günü ilk gemimiz İsrail'in Ashdod limanına.
He said the first ship loaded with more than 10,000 tons of humanitarian aid will leave for the Israeli port of Ashdod on Friday. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday in Rome a maritime security blockade on the Gaza Strip will remain in place. Panama officially has opened an addition to its canal for a new generation of supercargo ships. The latest generation of gigantic carriers could not fit through the 102-year-old canal. In a case touching on one of the most prominent issues on the minds of Americans, the U.S. Supreme Court has refused to loosen federal restrictions that prevent people with domestic assault convictions from owning guns. The 6-2 ruling on Monday was a victory for gun control advocates who have increased their efforts following this month's mass shooting at a nightclub in Orlando, Florida. The case dealt with two men who hit their partners and were found guilty of misdemeanor domestic assaults in the state of Maine. A federal law makes it illegal for anyone with that type of conviction from possessing a gun. Federal, state, and city officials are finalizing plans to address potential unrest and extinguish any threats at the upcoming Republican and Democratic conventions where the two parties will officially nominate their candidates for the U.S. presidency. Some 50,000 people, including about 6,000 protesters, are expected to converge on the Midwestern city of Cleveland, Ohio, for the Republican National Convention from July 18th to the 21st and nominate Donald Trump as the party's presidential nominee. As Trump and presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton verbally attack each other, resentment deepens, and that could have consequences at the two conventions. For more on our presidential election, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.